these two classes of drugs don't lower blood sugar, what's the role now of glucose monitoring?
Yeah, so that's another great question. So the blood sugar monitoring, we studied here at UNC in a very important trial called MONITOR that's been very controversial because we showed that in patients that weren't on insulin, if they're not on insulin, where we're doing glucose monitoring really for safety to catch low blood sugars before people get into trouble, but if patients aren't on insulin, it's unclear that there's benefit for glucose monitoring in general. For patients on insulin, there's some very nice new advances. So we have these flash glucose monitors, which is basically like having a thumbtack with a head on it about the size of a quarter that goes into your into the skin on your upper arm.
And it actually does not hurt.
Barely doesn't hurt. I mean, it's a little bit like getting your blood drawn, you know, sort of initial prick, but then you're fine. It stays in place for 2 weeks, and basically you just move this wand next to it anytime you want to know your blood sugar. So you don't have to prick your finger. You don't have to do all that stuff anymore. That's a big deal in type 1 diabetes. So that's a different disease than type 2 diabetes, what we've been talking about before. But in type 1 diabetes, these advances really help a lot with avoiding low blood sugars and improving control.
We haven't talked about insulin pumps. And where now do those fit in your armamentarium of therapies?
So an insulin pump fundamentally is like a very, very fancy insulin syringe. In the setting of type 1 diabetes, where the problem is the body just has quit making insulin for the most part, it allows the patient to very precisely administer insulin to match their activity level and their food intake and their stress. It allows for, you know, very precise control over blood sugar. And now we have these continuous glucose monitors that can be linked to the insulin pump in a closed loop fashion. So basically the patient just has to provide some advice to the pump and the pump takes care of a lot of the details. This is evolving very rapidly. I suspect in the next 5 years, the life of patients with diabetes treated with insulin will be dramatically enhanced by these kind of technologies. The technology that we have today is so much better than 2 years ago. It still needs perfecting, but management of insulin in the setting of diabetes is getting much better, much faster.